Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
All right, welcome back to the podcast that has no name, the Faceless Podcast, the WIP Game of Thrones Podcast, the Lady Mormont Podcast, the Hot Pie Podcast. We still don't have a name.
Titles. It's all titles.
It's the Game of Thrones Podcast. Andrew Porter, Bill Kornfeld, Tom Kelly, David Breitmeyer. We are talking about the Battle of Winterfell. It was called The Long Night, as TK just informed me. 80 minutes of mayhem, I guess, but not really that much mayhem. No one really died. Really big scene, in my opinion.
Less people died than we thought.
Way less people died than we thought.
I think the final list was only five characters that we knew or had names and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it was, for me, it was a good episode. It was not a top eight episode. It was not a top three battle scene, I'll say that. I'll say it was one really amazing moment. At the end, Arya kills the Night King. Obviously, that moment is probably the biggest moment in the show's history. So, like, that moment was huge, and the episode was surrounded by that moment. And I think it's more about the journey of getting there than the end result. Some people were, like, disappointed by the end result, but it's, like, everything that led us to this point, Arya and everything she's been about, and we've seen that come to fruition finally.
I don't think we're disappointed with the end result, more with where do we go from here? I think the episode in itself was great, but the feeling afterwards of like, we're not worried about the Night King anymore. Right, it's not the living versus the dead. We're going to break the wheel. We're going to do our own thing. Right. You know, everyone's got to get together. Like, that's all over. It seemed very strange.
Well, some of the criticisms, I don't know if you guys had a problem with it. I really didn't, but like, obviously the main character surviving and like none of them died, you know, miraculously surviving. And then how does Arya get in there and, like, you know, you kind of have to use your imagination a little bit. I thought, like, I didn't have a problem with that stuff, but so, people pick that stuff apart.
Yeah, so I think, and TK, we can probably join in this conversation. Yeah. I think the biggest issue that I've seen with this episode is if you're not a book reader, you love this episode. It was a fantastic episode. And if you read the books, like TK and I have, it was a major disappointment by standards of who is John's character? What is it really supposed to mean? It was kind of odd to book readers that Arya was the one that killed the Night King and not John or Dany, based on certain prophecies and like subtext that is in the book and has been touched on slightly in the show, but not to the extent that the books has. So when I watched this, I had two thoughts, or I had like two reviews in my head. I'm just, and exactly as I just said, if you only watch the TV show, this was an amazing episode, a very well thought episode cinematically, and just overall how it was formed, especially when we followed Arya. And then my other side, who is a person that has read all the books, and I'm just like, well, if this is the end result that George has actually given these writers to go with, what does that mean for if the books eventually come out? And I think that's what people have disappointed.
I would strongly disagree with that.
Really?
Because I don't think you can judge it off that, especially with reading the books, because we don't know. I mean, we don't know how the books are going to go. Like, this could be the same way it goes. Who knows?
But I think what people are mostly focusing on that book have read the book is the Azor Ahai prophecy.
Yeah, but I look at them as different entities almost.
Yeah. No, I think that's what you should do.
And but we don't know. This could be the way it ends in the books, because in terms of it being, you know, not top eight, as you said, Porter.
Maybe.
I might be on an island here. I thought it was awesome. I did. I thought it was an incredible episode. I will agree. I mean, probably more people should have died. I agree with that. I think Brienne should have died. I think like Pod should have died.
But, you know, maybe they're setting it up for more character development. Yeah.
Right. But I told Dave, me and Dave were just talking about this because we were talking about it last week. If you had told me last week that the Night King, the Army of the Dead, is going to be completely eliminated in this episode, I would have hated that idea. But I thought they did it in a way that was cool enough and made sense enough. When you look back at Arya's entire story arc, and you look from the very first episode to now, between Arya and that dagger, they are setting this up. They are laying clues out for you. Yeah. They're laying stuff out all the way back. And I don't know what's more impressive, if they were planning this out the entire way, or if they just kind of came up with this idea and decided to go back and kind of see how they could connect everything. Because either way, I was looking back last night. I was up really late looking at this stuff, like thinking about it.
Oh, yeah, you had the overnights, too.
There's not dreaming about many... It. There's not many holes that you can poke in this theory. I've been doing overnights lately, so I was up till 4 a.m. That's where my body clock is right now.
I think like what a lot of people, to your point of if they had planned this out or not. So if you watched it on HBO Go, the streaming service that HBO provides, and not on the channel HBO, they have like the 7 to 8 minute recap behind the episode. So with the writers, DB and David, whatever they're
Dave Benioff and Dan Weiss.
Yes. Yeah. So
they said
said 3 years they had planned this to be Arya.
But that scene.
So 3 years in the process from now. In season 5.
They had this in their mind.
That scene with the Red Woman and Arya, their first encounter
is in season 2,
I believe. It seems like before three. Even 3.
It was season 3. I thought it was.
I think that's what, to Tom's point, like, I don't know if at that point they even knew.
I don't think they did.
I think they
found a cool way to connect it back.
Agreed. That's my point. Like, that's the theory. They found a good way to do that.
And I don't mean to jump so far ahead, but I'll ask it real quick. Do we buy the theory that's been circulating because of that season or that scene that we're referring to in season 3 where Melisandre says, you'll kill brown eyes, blue eyes, and green eyes? Do we buy the theory that she's going to be the one that kills Cersei at the end of this?
I could be wrong, certainly. Who knows? But I thought I always thought though that eye reference was just in respect to her being a faceless man and putting on all the faces. So it could refer to that.
Oh, the internet ran with Cersei having green eyes much. The internet loves doing that stuff. I think
it would be kind of cheap.
Too much on Arya to do everything.
I think it would be kind of cheap to like just have Arya do everything.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool that we had thought the whole time it would be Jon to kill the Night King. And you think that's his story arc the whole time, and for it to be Arya in the end, I think was kind of cool. And I'm kind of excited for the Cersei angle.
I had that feeling after this episode of like, oh, but what next? And I've never looked forward to seeing the scene for the next episode in my life. Like there was when those credits were rolling, I'm like, well, where do we go from here? Like, what do we do? It's like, is this really over? But it made me think, like, Bran's story isn't finished.
No.
And is it possible that they're not showing us the other end of the Night King stuff with Bran, and that Bran is the Night King, and this war in the North isn't over. And the war with...
I think the Night King is done.
Yeah, I think he's done. I think they want to... I think they want to eliminate this.
But Bran
isn't done.
But what happens to Bran?
Bran's just going to be in a wheelchair war.
So Bran's just going to go off...
Bran's going to... Yeah. I was joking with my friend last night.
They build it up just so he could kill him, and then that's it? And then he's just going to wheel himself around?
I think so, because I'm like... As much as we love the show, and I love that last night's episode, like... And this goes to my point about book readers and just show watchers. The problem that we've seen since they've surpassed the book material is the writers, the showrunners with D&D, they're not that... They don't know how to handle the fantasy aspect of this show. That's why people have been disappointed in Bran. That's why people have been just kind of... just disappointed in general about the prophecies that are laid out in the book by George R.R. Martin, the Night King, and as I said, Bran. So I think we've reached the end with Bran. I don't know what else Bran.
I'm with Dave on that. I don't think you can just eliminate Bran now. I think that's kind of... I think that would be kind of ridiculous, too.
I got to give this answer to what is Bran? What is going on? And I think that may lead to more going on up in the North and more with the White Walkers.
I wonder if there's a way that either the Night King, like you said, either the Night King or the White Walkers can regenerate in some way. Like, maybe...
Nah.
I mean, not like come back to life, but just in general. I don't think we're done with all this, you know, just... You know, the White Walkers and all that stuff, and all the fantasy stuff up north. I just don't think we're just done with that. It wouldn't make any sense.
I think you totally could be done with it. One, I'm actually like, screw it. Like, I'm done with this.
Especially
like,
when there's only Game three of Thrones, episodes left.
Like, Game of Thrones is about like the relationships and the backstabbing, and like that's what we're gonna get in the final three seasons. Obviously, the Night King was a big deal, but like they always said, if you kill the Night King, they all die, and like we all accepted that.
The other thing is that killing the Night King is supposed to end winter and like this war has a different.
Yeah.
Different aspect of season.
Or like
so
Sansa and Tyrion
summer.
Have a little baby, and that becomes the next Night King.
And where I disagree with you about the prophecies and stuff is like, I don't think you can really look at that and determine that it has to mean what. Like, one of the main things of this story is that prophecies get misinterpreted.
That's true.
All the time.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, people could be reading the books, and, you know, just because you think it's one thing doesn't mean it's not misinterpreted. I mean, I really ended up liking this idea of Arya being the one to kill the Night King, and I wonder.
Yeah, I mean, I think you tweeted it yourself. Like, if this was a
that was the best part of the episode.
If your favorite character throughout this entire series has been Arya, this was a great night for you last night. I think you were the one that tweeted that.
Which is obviously like a huge portion of the fan base. Like, Arya's the top three character, and by any stretch of the imagination,
and it's cool too how like Beric was brought back to life all those
just to save
Arya. And like, Beric and the Hound's storylines are intertwined with
hers.
The
Hound was great too.
Their storylines the entire time were just to protect Arya so she could end up doing this thing that only she could do.
Because
only she could sneak up on the Night King.
Right. Agree or disagree with these things? Tyrion and Sansa are in love or will be.
I hope so.
Married.
I think so. I think they laid the seeds this episode.
It's so weird.
Good for Tyrion, man.
Clay Gameball.
Good for him.
Clay Gameball confirmed.
I think we're moving past that.
Oh, I think it's. I think it's happening.
I think everyone's kind of like forgotten about that.
No, I don't think so. I don't care about it, but a lot of people
it's set up to happen.
It's gonna happen.
I think.
What else did we learn? Anything else? How about your boy Theon coming back?
Well, Theon,
ending his character arc. What a great
character.
People are calling him the best character of the series.
What? Who's calling him
character
that?
Arc
the guy
and acting. Alfie Allen is like one of the best actors critically acclaimed in the series.
But he's written horribly.
I don't know. That character did a lot. And like people were getting emotional over that scene. I don't see it, but it was not.
Good riddance, Theon. Right. Sorry.
If you have any critiques of this episode, I would say I do think there are probably more dead. I mean, Jorah and Theon didn't do it for me.
I was so nervous
when Arya was in that library. Though.
I didn't think she was getting out.
For a brief moment when the Night King grabs onto Arya and starts strangling her before she drops the knife.
Thought she was dead.
I thought she was going to get like the Lyanna Mormont, which was one of the coolest deaths. Like that was a cool death with Lyanna Mormont.
Yeah,
but.
It was interesting when we watched the After the Thrones or whatever they call it.
Behind that.
They said that she wasn't going to be. She was only supposed to be in one scene.
Yeah,
Liana. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
That's really.
And they were like, "We're
and
not."
They're like, "Oh, she's cool. Let's keep it up." And then.
What an idiot move by the giant, picking her up to his eyeball, just stomp on her.
Like, I think he was about to bite her head off. Yeah, I think that's what he's going
was
for.
Was he eating her like an ant?
Hey, probably.
He didn't think this little girl was going to stick him in the eye.
But that's all about
think.
So when I'm thinking about
he's
it,
not
like,
dead. He's not supposed to think.
The only characters that we lost were Barrack, Liana Mormont, Ed,
Theon. And Jorah.
And Jorah and Melisandre at the end there where she just walks.
Which, when you think about that, it's kind of
They
could have
given
enough.
Us one more naked scene of her, the young her. Like, they didn't have to just,
well,
like...
Well, easy there, boy.
Come on. You got to add some things.
How about her last? She was tremendous, too.
She was the second MVP, I would say.
Where'd she come from, though? She kind of just rolled
up. Who cares?
Around. Around
there. She's a witch.
Yeah. That was.
I got to the point where I don't want to. I don't like looking too deep into
the fire.
Yeah, that's what ruins it for me. Yeah. Like I have like there are people on Twitter and all over the just social media that just dive into this, and I kind of don't. I get mad at them, but at the same time, I think about it and I'm like, well, if you really look at it, the first few seasons of this was. In depth, like they really took their time with this.
I think it's fun to pick it apart, but like also with respect, it's like, you know, I love the show no matter what they do. Yeah. It's still fun to talk about, like what they could have done differently or whatever.
And the way you look at this episode last night, it's basically like this is two mini seasons now. Like that was one season finale.
Agreed.
Last
night.
Yeah,
and now you get a whole nother 3-episode season, and I gotta say, I'm kind of excited.
240 minutes
for. The
nearly 4 episodes.
Yeah, so I'm like excited for the Cersei angle, and don't forget as well the whole Jon and Dany stuff now.
Huge.
With Jon really having the claim to the Iron Throne, it kind of resets, and I think there's still a lot to be excited about moving forward, even without the Night King. I'll miss the Night King, just like I miss Ramsay and Joffrey.
Yeah,
Miss Ramsay. Jeez.
No, Ramsay.
You do. These characters play a pivotal. Cersei had a big win last night. You could call her the third big MVP.
Cersei
winner.
Could still win this thing. Who knows?
Yeah, I doubt that.
She played it correctly.
She did play it correctly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she had that big smile when she heard the dead got through the
wall. She's
watching. She
she's live streaming on Periscope, Instagram Live. Cersei's go to Winterfell.
I do want to go talk about just the. Not just
she's going to be just as mad to hear that not as many big characters died.
Yeah,
she's going to be as mad as
yeah, she'll be pissed.
And by the way, people, I thought the battle, the action sequences were great. People complaining about it was too dark to see.
Dude, it was
that's
so,
the point,
it
though.
It was so
that's
dark
the point.
In the beginning.
Oh my god, you guys are the worst.
I don't care. Just what if actually
well,
it was
there's
dark.
Some people on Twitter.
I'm
too
one of those
dark.
People that watches shows like this. Like I'm still one of those people that watches like The Walking Dead with my wife, and I'll watch Game. She doesn't watch Game of Thrones, but I do, and like. I'll turn off all the lights in my living room.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Like that's how
I turn
you have
the
to
lights
watch
off.
Television.
Yeah. I had the lights off, and I'm
you still struggle.
I'm like,
maybe
bro,
you just
like
need to
it's
get
real.
Vision checked.
I literally
I'll tell
said
you what,
it's hard. It was factually difficult to see, like intentionally, but it was difficult to see.
There were points where my heart was pounding. Yeah. I didn't know if I was going
to
make it through a lot of.
So
it.
I didn't ever felt that
when Ari was in the library. I was really really.
It was a good choice to have that breakup because you had. The big battle scenes, and it would have been really tough to deal with that. And then it suddenly changed into a horror movie where she's being stalked by these zombies, and it's like, wow, this is a completely different feel, but I think it made you be able to stay in the episode longer.
I thought it also foreshadowed how sneaky she can be because people complain about how sneaky.
Yeah, you were telling me that before this.
How does she get there to the Night King? Well,
she's a rogue.
She's very
sneaky. She's stealthy.
There was a callback to earlier last season when she shows up at the tree with Jon, and Jon goes, "How'd you sneak up on me?"
That was the first episode of this season. I don't have a problem with it because this is, it's even before her being a faceless man. This goes all the way back to her in season one when she's being taught to be quick and quiet. And I just really liked how they set that all up.
I read this, which was really smart, or I agreed with. Like Ned Stark, kind of his character over the last few seasons has become like, he was too dumb to play Game of Thrones, too righteous, and like he lost. But like,
he
developed. Think about all the people because of Ned Stark.
True.
Theon, Arya, Like this went on and on, and like you can look at all these characters that have Robb Stark, even
John, who
he saved basically, who created this whole thing right. is because of Ned Stark.
True,
and like his character is coming back around, where like maybe he was right this whole time, and like yeah, I don't know, exactly the wording that was used in this like theory, but it was a good summarization of Ned Stark's character.
So to
I missed him in the last episode. I wanted to see him a little
headless Ned. Yeah.
So to TK's point, I wanted to talk about like just the opening scene where we see Sam and he's walking through the courtyard of Winterfell, and then I think we flip it to
Tyrion.
That's right. Yeah. Shot, yeah. Then it goes to Tyrion. It, like that build up. TK, I'm with you. My heart was in my throat for that entire sequence leading up to this fight.
The Dothraki scene was probably the coolest visual of the show.
Well, very cool. Yeah.
I loved when they go out. I'm like, oh, she lights the swords on fire. Let's go. And then they go out, and just that quickly.
And Dany just gives up on the plan because like those are her people.
She's freaking out.
Actually, that was one thing as I thought about it, I was like, this doesn't make sense. When Davos is making the signal for Dany to light the trench.
Right.
We see that, and then
she couldn't see it.
She couldn't see, but at the same time, John is sitting on the wall where Bran is. I feel like he should have seen that. Maybe that's just me. I'm nitpicking again, but there was a moment he lands on the wall right outside where Bran is located.
Yeah.
And a few minutes later, you see Davos starting to signal Dany to light the trench, and naturally she's up in the clouds that is created by the Night King and is unable to see, and that's fine. But I think it was just a small plot hole that I picked up on as I was watching that episode.
I didn't notice that. Yeah. I saw some people, by the way, I want to address something that some people have brought up. People immediately I saw pointing out that how could Arya have used the dagger when she already gave it to Sansa? She did not give Sansa that dagger. She gave Sansa a dragonglass dagger earlier in the episode.
Of course.
Some people were saying that
that's the biggest weapon of the show.
And Sansa showed it.
Clearly.
I didn't even know that was
I don't know
a
who
thing.
These people are, but they're stupid.
Yeah, what website are you reading?
Those
people suck.
I think
sorry, that was a meaningless
question. I hate those people.
So the lead up to the battle, I thought was pretty bad. Podcast. Everyone has a podcast.
Lead up to
it's not like you just start one.
Everyone has a podcast now.
Those people definitely.
We're just lucky enough to work in a place where you can actually do it.
We have microphones. We
So the other thing that really struck me, and I just lost my train of thought. Oh, we all predicted that, and everyone was predicting this, that the safest place was going to be the crypts. Well, naturally, at about like 45 minutes
that
in.
That was obvious.
It was very obvious. There was no way.
Did anyone think, and I said this to Dave off air, that Sansa Tyrion scene was going to turn into a double murder suicide? Because some people
thought it for a second. For like a split second, I thought because they were about to accept that they were about to die, they were going to say, we love each other. Kiss or make out or something,
I looked like they were like admitting that they were in love, that they would look at each other.
I want them to get together. I'm rooting for Tyrion.
Their kids are going to be smart unless they turn into White Walkers.
She did say that he was the best. I mean, obviously the other one was Ramsay. So
if Jon and Danny
both die, I think there could be a good chance that it's Sansa and Tyrion end up. We'll look at that a little later on, I guess. But
when they were down in the crypts,
I kind of it brought me back to Battle of the Blackwater when Sansa was in there with Cersei. Yep. That's kind of what it made me think of during that.
So where does this rank for you guys? I know you said it's like your top 9 or 10 episodes.
Yeah, it'd be right around there.
I just want to focus on the battle episodes that we've gotten. So we got in the Blackwater Bay episode, the Battle of the Bastards with Jon Snow and Ramsay, and then this one.
Hard Home.
Which I would rank.
Watchers on the Wall.
This was cinematically one of the best, but in terms of just like
tension and
fighting, I thought this was bottom 4.
I would say it was 4 for me.
I was the most scared during Hardhome when the zombies come falling down, and then the last scene where he's and it's quiet and he's
like the battle of the
paddling away. Like, that was crazy.
And honestly, like, for this one, I just, in my head, and this could have been incorrect, it came out to be true, but in my head, I'm like, John's not going to die, Danny's not going to die, Arya's not going to die, Sansa, like, that's just the way I went into it, and, yeah. like, that ended up being true, whereas, like, the...
But then no one died.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, like, the Battle of Blackwater, was that the one where Jaime almost died, like... At the end?
No. Jaime was captured. Jaime was
The scene where the fire almost kills Jaime and Bronn.
Last season.
I don't know what that was called, but I would put that one in there.
Yeah.
Because like I had no like I was like, is Jaime gonna die? Is Jaime dead? We went into the episode with like no idea.
That was badass just because we finally got to see one of Danny's dragons. This obviously one was Drogon.
I thought that was a great battle.
We got to see him in full action and you were just like you realized the destruction that he could cause. But yeah, like this was a great episode in terms of just like story development, the end of a story and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But in terms of just fighting overall, I thought it was a little
maybe it was overhyped
because Hollywood and overhyped.
How many times did we hear longest?
I don't know. I mean, how do you do a battle like that?
Yeah.
Differently though, because that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to just be chaos.
No,
it's
you're
not
right,
supposed
you're
to
right.
be
No, it did a good job in chaos, but I appreciated like the Battle of the Bastards more. That portrayed a form of chaos in battle. That we didn't see last night's episode when Jon Snow, when all the bodies are collapsing on him and he's suffocating and he's almost dead.
I mean,
dead.
We've heard, like, the 40-minute battle scene for how many weeks now? Like, the hype was so high on this that it was hard to match it, maybe.
As contrarian as it sounds or, like, just pessimistic as it sounds, like, I just think it needed more deaths, like major deaths. Like if Jaime had died or Bran had died, someone...
Even Tormund or somebody.
Yeah, someone in that echelon of characters. Like,
although we might be like thanking ourselves.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, kicking ourselves later.
That's what I think they could be doing here is, you know...
We have to reserve judgment a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Like maybe they are just, you know, people made it through this and people think, oh, well, nobody dies anymore.
Right.
Maybe it's setting up for a bigger collapse at the end here.
They all do have storylines.
Well, it might be the problem is they're not introducing any new characters.
Right.
Like, even when we had the Red Wedding, when we had these big deaths, there was people to come up and take their place.
Good point.
There's no one really to take their place.
There's 240 minutes left. You can't have four characters.
Right. And you can't develop them, right?
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, I guess now it's time to look forward.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
where...
Because, like you said, this was a season finale, part one.
So now, where do things go from here? And, like... How long is
till that battle?
Well, how long is Cersei like? Because you got to think, Cersei could be out of the mix soon if they are. If the end goal is to pit Jon and Dany against each other,
yeah,
Cersei's got to get out of the way soon here.
I would think they would spend at least an episode preparing for that battle, then maybe like the second and last episode's the battle, and then the last episode's like a wrap episode. That's how
maybe.
I would
guess. A part of me and a small part of me and a bigger part of like Twitterverse and again these Bookverse show people that have they see this show kind of becoming quote unquote Disney-esque, like every major character survives, the smaller characters are killed, and it's like this quote unquote happy ending lead up. So the fear is,
I
don't see it happening, but there is like this general talk of at the end of this, it's just Danny and John. They co-lead. They're both king and queen. Cersei's killed, I guess, in the final.
Kind of depends. How
I wouldn't
they get
like
there,
that outcome. Yeah. I would not.
No,
like
neither would I. I think that would be a disappointing.
It kind of depends how it happens too. But I think that
you also said you wouldn't like it. The Night King died this episode, and you're okay with it after it happened.
Yeah, because I saw the way they did, and
that's
I guess if
saying.
They did it the right, I guess if they did it the right way, I could
people
change
are
my mind.
Killing each other for them and shit, you
right?
Know, stuff
I,
like
I,
that.
I
it's a podcast. Yeah,
I don't think
Spike curses on his own podcast.
I
don't
mind. If Spike makes it this far through, then
it's just the
I don't think. I don't think there's a way they could do that. Satisfyingly, but hey, maybe I'm wrong because I didn't think there was a way they could do last night's.
I will say, I think the battle at King's Landing, however that long is, or whatever happens there, could be just unbelievable TV because we have no like context clues in the media. Like this, we kind of knew what was going to happen this episode.
Yeah.
It was kind of out there, which stinks. But like the battles we mentioned previously, we had really no idea what could or would happen, who would die, who would survive. And that's what this next battle is going to be like. It's going to be everyone's up for grabs. It's the it's the second to last episode or the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's going to be complete mayhem. That's going to be the the Fining episode.
One character I'm very interested in here going forward, thinking back to the first episode of the season, is Braun.
Oh, yeah.
Because Braun's back in the mix. I can't see him possibly killing Jaime and Tyrion.
I can't see him doing that.
I'll paraphrase because I don't want to say it. I think Qyburn's quote to Bronn when he handed him the crossbow to kill Tyrion was, if they manage to survive long night, do this and tell him that the queen sends his regards.
I would wager a large...
I love his response. He's like, this bleeping
family
amount of money that he does not kill Tyrion or Jaime and sides with them.
No, because the entire show, the entire series has been Bronn and Tyrion have these interactions where Tyrion
Bronn
says...
Bronn is just too good of a guy. He's too likable.
Well, no, he's not a good guy at all.
He's too likable.
What show have you been watching?
He's too likable is what I meant.
Bronn's
too close with Jaime.
That's why he's likable, because he's just...
Tyrion is just
unapologetically not likable.
Yeah, because Tyrion will just say, whatever they're paying you, I'll double it. That's how he wants to get
Bronn
out.
Bronn is the simplest person in the show.
Yeah, right.
Like, he will do what's best for him at all times, and he doesn't lie about that.
But yeah, I like, what cracked me up was when they showed the preview episodes for, I'm assuming it was a generic, like, here's quick snippets of everything that's happening over these last three episodes. I don't think all of those scenes were in next week's episode. Is just Danny going, all right, we just beat the biggest army of the that we ever known. Let's go get Cersei. Yeah. I would be like, listen, we need to calm down, catch our breath. I understand you want that throne, but focus I'm getting on it is at some point too. When we're going to see this pit against Jon and Danny. At some point, we have to realize that Dany is not a good leader. We think that she is, but she's burning people alive just because they won't bend the knee right away. I think, and she's...
She burned
Sam, but it was Sam's family. That's
the
difference.
She's been up and down. I don't think she's categorically bad.
I thought she was a major disappointment in that battle last night.
Well, yeah.
And I don't think she really contributed much of anything.
Or Drogon almost got killed.
She definitely wasn't. She's definitely not good in war and battle.
It can't perform in the big game.
No, for sure.
So
what did Sansa do?
That's what part of me...
That's not her strength.
That's not Dany's
either. By the way, I should have bet that. I knew I should have bet that. When those odds came out like months ago, I've always thought Sansa had a good chance to rule. I think she's good.
I think she's on the throne?
Yeah.
Nah.
Jon and Danny, you're going to die. Sansa's going to be
last. Something tells me if Jon and Danny...
Arya will be the hand.
Nah. No, see, I would flip that. If Jon and Danny die... And Arya is the one that kills these people, like Cersei. She is the one that ends up on the throne.
Arya doesn't want to do that.
What would Arya want to do with the throne? She doesn't even want to be the hand. Like, that even doesn't
She
make
kills
sense.
All those people. Yeah, wouldn't you?
She just wants
what's she going to advise her to do? Kill everybody? She's a terrible advisor.
I mean,
she's
like, in a city.
Arya's the hand. First day,
all right, I'm going to kill everybody.
No, Dave, I don't think you pay attention to Arya this season has come back to, like, humanity. She's not just like a ruthless assassin anymore.
She's an assassin, but she's like...
She does not. No, I'm not saying she wants to be on the Iron Throne, but she would be Sansa's, like, right-hand assistant, whether she's a hand or not. She'd be an assistant to her.
She'll be an assistant. Now that I think about it, she'll be an assistant because she's going to marry Gendry.
Why would anybody even want to fight Cersei except for Dany? And, like, she doesn't even have Dothraki at this point. Like, Jon and Arya, like, why do we want to fight Cersei? Like, they just, like, want to stay in Winterfell.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's already been... That's interesting
to see. Well, I think Sansa of all of them...
Wants the throne.
Not wants the throne, but knows, as long as Cersei is ruling, you're not safe.
Fair.
Like, Cersei's not just
she
gonna...
Sansa
said it last season. Every enemy she has, she's found a way to murder. Like, Sansa's not just gonna let them sit in the North forever. Cersei's gonna try to find a way to eliminate them.
What's more important to her, that Dany's on the throne, or that one of the Starks is on the throne in Winterfell?
She doesn't care. She just wants Cersei not... She wants Cersei off the throne. She wants the North to be an independent kingdom.
Yeah.
But
and
you
then
can't...
she'll deal with
what
the
does she want more?
She wants Cersei not to be around because Cersei is a threat. Right.
What does she want more?
Yeah, the North being an independent kingdom. She said that. That's not like an innovative thought.
She said that directly to Dany, and Dany was kind of like taken aback.
Yeah, there's obviously tension there that they're going to develop more, I would guess.
Like, it's obvious, like, they did that in the first two episodes, and obviously we didn't see it this episode because of what the circumstances were, but there has always been this tension right from the start
that's why
Dany and Sansa.
That's why it could be very interesting if they eliminate Cersei, like they said last episode. Yeah. What happens then? What then with the North? Because if Danny's not willing to let them have the North back, then, you know, maybe that could start a war between John and Danny.
I mean, my guess would be next week's episode will be like the general planning of going south, or Cersei getting word that they lived, and it's just this giant preparation, and then 2 weeks from yesterday, it's maybe the battle.
I think it needs to be a little more than just like a setup episode, though. There's just not enough time.
There's
left
not enough time. You're right.
For it just to be a slow episode.
How are they going to clean up Winterfell, man? Jeez,
I know. I was thinking that too.
Disaster.
That's terrible. Oh, they're just going to have to leave. They just got to leave.
Just might be like, you know what? I'm out on Winterfell. Like,
yeah,
just burn it.
They really might just have to like leave for the time being and leave. I guess the peasants or whatever it is.
Go down the Riverlands or something.
Yeah. Well, they're going to go to the Iron Islands, I would assume.
I would assume that
because that's where
they kept mentioning that. But
I always,
and then they get to Yara, and then
do they have they don't have the ships and for then all that though.
Yeah, Bran will wheel up to Yara.
They'll
your brother's a hero or something, you know. Yeah. And Yara will say thank you.
I do want to see what happens with Bran though. I think they're
Bran's the biggest question mark in the remaining three episodes because you're like, okay,
you hate him.
I think if they completely drop Bran, then that's just a terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea, but I wouldn't be shocked by it. Like, I think, like, Bran had last week had said, I need
an explanation of what's Bran's deal.
It's kind of amazing
So Bran has become the Three-Eyed Raven, which has been stated, but he is able
thank
to,
you for that.
He's able to decide.
You're a narrator?
Because he's able, his ability hasn't been described in the show. That was
correct.
I said this last week. The show hasn't been able to deal with the fantasy genre of this show, and that's what the problem is. So Bran becomes this guy that had was known as Blood Raven, and he kind of just discovered.
Well, he can basically see the.
He can see everything.
See events.
He doesn't
see
know
events
when
in the past.
We got that.
Yeah, but we still don't know why. Like,
what happens next?
Yeah, like, what is his point? Like, that's it. That's all he does. Is that he's done that?
Is that he's
his
history.
Plot's over. His arc's over.
That's what I mean. Like, you.
It's not over.
You could send him north when he initially found the first Three-Eyed Raven, aka Blood Raven.
Sit in a tree for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's what the first Blood Raven did.
It's so amazing that this boy who gets, you know, Ned's son who gets thrown out the window in the first episode is more disliked now than the guy that threw him off that same
that's
window.
A good point.
I don't know why. Why do you like dislike Bran?
He's just
Bran.
Like Bran's he's just like, I don't know.
It's a weird take.
He's not Bran anymore. He has no feelings. He has no emotions.
Right, he is not Bran.
He just
anymore.
Sits there on his chair like. Theon, you're a good man. And, like, he doesn't do anything.
He gave Arya the dagger knowing this was going to happen.
Good job.
What are you talking about? Yeah, he killed the Night King. He only contributed to killing the Night King.
She could use her dragon glass. It didn't have to be that dagger.
No. Yes, it had to be Valyrian steel.
Oh, okay.
It's the point of it.
Arya did all the work.
That's why
we're not giving Bran credit.
Last season, when Bran gave Arya the dagger, everybody's like, "Oh, he gave her the dagger so she could kill Littlefinger." No, she could have killed Littlefinger with any dagger. He gave her the dagger so she could kill the Night King.
Well, thank you, Bran, for the dagger. But Arya did all the heavy lifting here.
Right, but
to be clear,
because Bran is a,
He's a dictionary. That's it.
He's a catalyst to what is happening, because Bran's ability to see the future, see the past, is
underutilized.
No, because he doesn't want. He is not.
I don't think I'm in the minority, by the way. I think most people are kind of.
And I don't think you are, but I think I blame D&D for how they've written Bran. That's not your fault for saying that Bran is a bad.
Yes, it is. Don't cater to him.
I don't think he's a bad character. Don't get me wrong. I just think he's a his character is dislikable because they've taken the emotion out of him intentionally.
Yeah, that's the point. Because he's not a human
that's
being.
What I'm saying.
He's not.
The writers obviously want us to dislike him.
Put it this way.
Or dislike his emotions.
My
Bronn, who you guys hate, is way more likable than Bran.
But he's a sellsword. He is just going to go to the highest bidder.
I don't care. He's like, funny and he's a human
he's
being.
Yeah. Porter's in it for the humor.
Exactly.
I laughed a lot at Bran when he tells people lines that they said three seasons ago. That's pretty cool.
To my point. He is this character, this Kattos that is supposed to know all that is supposed to happen and has happened in the world of Westeros.
And that's cool.
I know. It is very cool.
But the show hasn't...
But, like, we've known this about him for, like, how many episodes now?
But the show hasn't been able to
interpret... They haven't developed him at all.
Because he's not supposed to develop.
That's fine. I don't like him.
He has become this...
I understand.
I didn't find that to be a touching moment last night when he says, Theon, you're a good man. Thanks for dying for me. By the way, that was kind of dumb. Theon's charge at the Night King. That was the most predictable outcome ever. You're pro Theon too.
Yes,
you are the worst.
I was more touched by Theon coming back full circle than I thought. Bran was left some lines short there. Like, be a little more emotional, Bran. This is like your brother.
He's not going to be emotional.
Exactly.
Thanks, Theon, you're a good man.
And Theon killing himself
it was like
honorable.
He was ordering him to die for him. Theon, you're a good man. I guess I have to do it now.
For a second, I think Theon thought about it. Wait, I could run again.
Hey, how about if Bran was actually a good guy? He would just be like, Theon, hold on a second. Wait a second.
No, they need that to distract the Night King.
Oh, yeah. He was so distracted.
No, that's exactly because when he says, Theon, you're a good man, he knew he was going to die there. He knew he was going to do that action.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Because he sees
But Bran also knew that Arya was about to kill him.
And another thing about the Arya thing, because I know some people had some problems with how she could just sneak up on the
Night King.
How she could just sneak up on the Night King. It's become clear that...
She can fly.
The Night King has control over everybody under his command.
Right.
And the Night King is so solely focused on Bran in that moment that none of those other beings.
Yeah, but there was like eight other guys there that could have, like, one could have
seen
him.
They're all under Night King's command, though, and he's so solely focused on Bran in that moment that's how she was able to sneak up on
him. Did anyone think that he was going to bow to Bran? Because that was
I thought he was going to talk. Part of me thought, like, from the moment where Danny
said... Got a little smile out of him, by the way,
yeah,
Danny.
That was the weirdest part.
That was cool.
From that point, when he smirked after Danny tried to roast him with Drogon, and it didn't work, which was hilarious in itself.
And obvious.
And obvious.
It wasn't predictable at all.
So, from that point until when he starts walking up to Bran, I thought two things were going to happen. He was going to say something to Bran, I don't know what, just something, or...
I had sex with your mom or something.
Yeah, like, something weird. Or, like... Like, almost, like, respect him and bow to him.
Yeah, some people thought that was going to happen.
Like, I thought it was...
I thought they were going to meld into some super one
person. Yeah, there was a part of me that was like, ooh, they're about to confirm that Bran's going to
have sex. What if they had sex?
I mean, LGBTQ, you want to represent it all.
It'd be amazing.
Not your best episode for
it.
Not your best episode.
It would be
shocking.
Necrophilia.
No, I mean, you never know. Anything can happen.
But
Game of Thrones.
I did think he was going to speak something, like, we were going to get some words out of him, but... Obviously not.
No, I'm interested next week. A couple characters that could be coming back, maybe.
Yeah.
I wonder if Mira Reed will reemerge with her father, who can confirm John's parentage
for the rest of the realm. Her father, Howland Reed, was there at the Tower of Joy when everything went down with Ned. So yeah, I think that's
to Porter's point. Unlikely. That was one of the more unlikable Bran scenes when she had done all this stuff for him for seasons, and he's just like, "Yeah, thanks. Yeah. See you later." Yeah.
He's like, "What?
Yeah. Close it. Shut the door on your way out."
Yeah, I think...
Yeah, Bran's a mean guy.
I think there's a
he's
few...
He's not a guy.
He's a mean three-eyed raven. He's a mean soul.
He's not...
He's soulless. He's soulless. Yeah.
He is.
Anyway, he is.
But I'm excited to watch it again tonight.
I love that you
after the Sixers lose by 20.
You're gonna. I don't think I'm going to watch that episode again.
Why?
Really?
It's not a watchable, rewatchable episode.
Nah, there's stuff that you missed that you haven't seen.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you gotta go back. Like, there's always stuff
that
you missed.
I go on Reddit. I find it all.
I just saw that apparently I'll
probably watch it every night this week.
I think that...
I'm not gonna go that far.
I might. I'll watch it at least three times
I got stuff to do.
One other callback, the Arya move where she takes the dagger, drops the dagger, re-catches the dagger, was the same move she pulled on Brienne in the courtyard.
It was also the same move that, Rey pulled in Star Wars, if you watch the Star Wars, the Last Jedi. Mm. I'm just saying. They stole some things. D&D, this is the problem.
I did say that.
The problem that a lot of people have had is just how lazy, quote-unquote lazy, the writing has gotten in terms of detail and subtext and stuff like that.
I don't know how you can say that when there's stuff that goes back 8 seasons.
Would you give this season like an A plus?
What's that?
TK, would you give this season an A plus?
I think so far it's been really, really good. Yeah.
Like, what would you grade it? Like 9 out of 10? Like,
I'd grade it. Yeah, probably like a 9.
Best season yet.
2 out of 10.
Do you like it better than last season?
Yes. So far, I definitely like it better than last season.
I would say last season.
I still like season 6 and season 4 are still my two favorites because that just peaked like. Game of Thrones at its best, but I still think I think they've done a really good job so far this season. I didn't think there was a way to eliminate the Night King so early in a satisfying way, but I was satisfied after that episode.
I'd give it a B plus. Like, there's some like from the two setup episodes that we had last from the first week and the premiere and last week's episode that I thought almost could have been one episode if you just extend it a little bit, make every episode an hour 20. Who cares? You're going to have your audience no matter what you do.
Right.
And I just kind of wanted more death in this. I'll
agree with that.
So, like, some characters just...
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest. When we saw that army...
We were expecting death, so they didn't give it to us.
Right. Yeah.
There you go.
Fair point.
But here's the... Like, when we saw that wall of just undead walkers or wits, whatever you want to call them, come in, and Jaime is there battling with one hand, and it's his weak hand, part of me was just like, this guy needs to die.
No, that's the thing. I'm not going to let it soil the whole episode just because characters that we like didn't die. But like that's not a reason to let it ruin an episode.
The element of surprise. Yeah,
you know.
To Dave's point, is 5 minutes of an episode ruin 82?
Like, there's an element of surprise in that. Like, you thought so. Like, Arya could have died. Jon could have died. Danny could have died.
Yeah, there was a lot of
scary. My brain was thinking like they might die, and they never did.
Does it get that? Like, I don't know. I know you guys said. At least you, Porter, because you don't have a soul, said you didn't have, you know, you didn't, weren't, your heart wasn't pounding. But I thought Arya was in so much trouble. And I thought it set it up so well that all episode they're making you think Arya is going to be the big one to die. And then she ends up being the hero.
No, you're right.
I don't know. Danny, for some reason, the Dothraki made me the most sad. That old Dothraki died? That was a lot of people.
Seriously?
They came all the way across the continent. To go into this winter realm, and then they're all just going to die by a bunch of zombies? That was sad. The funny, that's terrible. Like, that's a lot of people.
I didn't feel sad. I kind of chuckled when Melisandre comes in at the last minute, lights all the Dothraki swords.
That was awesome.
And then she lights all the swords. They charge like idiots. Why are you charging on an army that is going to press on?
Yeah.
Well, that's their job. They're
Dothraki.
Cavalry.
They're idiots. Whatever. But like, I did kind of chuckle
Don't call them idiots.
They are idiots. Why are you charging?
Yeah, they shouldn't
have
done that.
It's their job.
Nah, that was stupid.
You're under siege, you don't charge. You let the enemy come to you.
That's not what they do. That's not what they're trained for.
Well, they should have been traitors.
They're renegades.
Raiders are barbarians. Yeah. Grey Worm. Sit there and guard a...
Grey Worm would 100% should have died.
Oh, my God. I can't believe he lived. But what we got to understand...
Oh, what are you, a Grey Worm hater?
Well, I am a Grey Worm hater.
How could you hate Grey Worm?
Because he's... You're talking about an emotionless dude. He's got no emotion.
He's in love. He's got a penis. Yeah. He's arguably the most emotional guy in the show.
You know what? That should be the title of the podcast.
That's the line of the
day. He's in love.
Like on the morning show, they have a line of the day. That's the line of the podcast.
Think about that.
He's in love without a penis.
If you don't have a penis, how could you love someone? He does. That's how much emotion he has.
He's tearing up right now.
I'm saying, how could you call him emotionless?
He is. Well, he was trained to be emotionless.
Well, what you need to understand about how like charging and not charging all this stuff.
He was the bravest one. He never retreated.
There was no logical way they were going to be able to win this battle. There was just no logical way it was going to be able to happen. Either they were going to kill off the whole cast, or there was going to be some way that the Night King was going to die the way he did. And I'd rather it happen the way it happened than the whole cast just dying.
Yeah, I mean, I did see an image of...
You could kill the whole cast. You could have killed one or two.
Yeah, you could have... I think Grey Worm, Brienne... Grey Worm, Brienne, Tormund, and Podrick all should have died.
Brienne's going to die.
I would have been fine.
Brienne's going to...
Like, those... people, their character arcs.
Tormund should not still be
around. Bran's going to die saving, sacrificing herself for Jaime. Jaime's going to kill Cersei. John and Danny are going to battle out for the throne or have sex or have a kid or something.
Yeah.
Sansa and Danny are going to have this weird thing where they finally like agree to like each other.
What? I still think we're, I still think we're going to get a lot of big deaths. I don't think we're going to be disappointed.
Just because the Night King is dead doesn't mean we're not going to get deaths because there's literally another war about to happen.
Like, I think Arya could still die now.
My two most confident predictions are Brienne dies saving Jaime and
Jaime kills Cersei.
Those are my two.
So a theory
ones.
That
I feel good about.
I think Jon and Danny both die too. In the end.
Both die. Yes. That's the hot take.
So then who?
I think they both die, and I think Sansa runs. I've always thought.
How many? How much you want to bet?
Yeah,
that just seems insane.
Wait, put some money on this.
$5
So what, you got John and Danny?
No,
I'll give you John and Danny, I'll take the field.
Oh, I wouldn't have that. Okay.
You have Sansa.
Like Tiger Woods.
That's fair. That's fair,
you have
Sansa.
Fine, I'll do that. Yeah.
John and Danny versus the field?
Yeah, I can't see anyone else being
shake
on
this. I want $20
What is this
shake?
$10
$15. All right, the shake is done. So we have
lunch.
TK taking the field and Porter,
and Porter
taking,
also. And I'll put another 15 John. On your bold take, Sixers and six.
I don't actually believe that.
Thankfully, no one that watches.
I'm reading this tweet.
This
and Porter says it's the Raptors are chokers, Sixers and six, and I'm
I
like,
think they
can so
win. It's more likely though that the two main characters of Game of Thrones died than the Sixers winning in this playoff series. I would say.
Well, it's more unlikely.
It's more likely that
John and Danny both
die than the Sixers beat the Raptors.
So you're totally. That Sixers and six was just total
BS.
I'm
lying on Twitter.
It's
for retweet. Yeah.
Just
I'm pandering. It's what I want to happen.
It's all
right?
About the brand.
I'm a Sixers fan. I want them to win in six. I'm hoping.
Hopefully they win tonight. They got to win tonight or else.
Yeah, you're wearing a Sixers jersey as we say this.
I like that you have more integrity about your Game of Thrones takes than you do your sports takes.
My sports takes are just ridiculous at this point because this is a Joe. Yeah, people don't actually want my real takes. They've
an
made
interesting
that clear.
Theory that I had a friend of mine pitched, and then I kind of read up on it was good to your point about Jaime killing Cersei. Was we will get Jaime killing Cersei, but it won't actually be Jaime. What will happen
that the faceless Arya
Jaime will die, and Arya will use
out on that
the face of Jaime to get to Cersei and kill her.
Don't like that.
Nah, I'd be okay with it.
Nah. Right? That would be pretty bad.
I'm okay with Arya just becoming the star
Jaime's
of the show. I love it.
Jaime's gonna do something big.
Maybe that's part of the reason
I'm
so up. I'm so
she is the star.
I'm riding such a high wave today just because I'm such an Arya fan.
Game of Thrones,
and I love it.
Game of Thrones power rankings. Arya's one right now.
One.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Who's two?
Cersei.
Nah.
Yeah, Cersei's two.
Yeah, right now, Cersei.
I wouldn't say
Cersei,
she's two.
John and Danny were both big disappointments last night.
I wouldn't say
she's two. Both big disappointments.
Cersei wasn't even in the episode,
once again,
though.
Her sitting out was the biggest power move there was.
Maybe.
Once
was,
again,
is she really two, though?
Yes. Because she's looking good. She didn't lose anyone in this battle.
Sansa could be two. You can argue Sansa.
Nah, Sansa's like three, maybe four.
Okay, who's three? If I'll give you Cersei's two. Who's three?
Tyrion.
No, still say.
You know, this is my thing with Tyrion. Tyrion is a goddamn idiot. Like,
no, that's not true.
I think they're setting Tyrion up for a big redemption at the
for
end.
Sure.
Maybe, but his plans have been
before
horrible.
Jaime could be up there after the Brienne scene two episodes ago.
We
considering no one really did anything good.
There was
this
something
episode.
That
Bran,
Tyrion did this episode. He said a line this episode, and I'm blanking on what it was. Damn it! But I'm just like, why are you thinking that right now?
He wanted to help. He wanted to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, no.
He did
stay
help.
Stay down there. You're an idiot.
He was good at the other battle that he helped in.
Blackwater.
Cut in half.
Well, he helped him
win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do agree with the book people that say that the Tyrion has become kind of an idiot and is just like a guy. I'll go to that fact. Like it's a fact. He's kind of a dumbass.
So we really
right
don't
now.
Know. It's just really Arya's one and everyone two's probably Cersei, and then after that, it's up for grabs.
Three, maybe Jon.
There are a lot of Arya memes and gifs today.
Bill
I retweeted
Belichick.
The one of her. With the face on Damian Lillard and waving goodbye to the night.
Yeah, that was a funny thing. Like so obviously this weekend and two of our TK and Dave.
Do you know who Damian Lillard is, Dave, by the way?
He's a basketball player.
Okay.
All right. But
tried to catch you there.
But I did think this was a thing on social media that caught my interest. Like, so obviously you guys haven't seen Endgame yet, but one of the big things was
don't spoil it.
Shady was an idiot, and Shady McCoy ruined it and spoiled it for everyone. But in general, before I saw it on Friday night, so it was like a 12-hour, 15-hour window where I had to stay, like, avoid spoilers, and thankfully I don't follow Shady, so it didn't ruin it. But as soon as this episode ended, everything was... Yeah, well, there's no escaping Thrones Twitter.
By the way, I mentioned last week that I was scheduled for a shift on Sunday night. I got out of the shift. I ended up filling in for Big Daddy, like, all week last week, so I'm like, I could... You know, get the night off if I want it. Good but point. I am doing updates next Sunday during the episode, and I'm not
That's
getting out of
that episode
one.
To do
yeah,
that.
Exactly. Like, I want to be off for this one, so I'm going to stay off Twitter for the whole
They go
shift.
Back-to-back battle scenes, right?
No, this is, like, I really think this might be kind of a letdown episode because of such a high that we had from this episode.
Yeah, what can they really do at this point?
This is the prepper. This is going to be some sort of setup.
Euron and Cersei having sex? Cersei having the baby?
No, because there's no way the timeline would.
Now, this is an interesting theory.
If all of a sudden, Cersei is giving birth.
That happens.
I'm out.
This is an interesting theory, and I know we're running long here, but
it's fine. People aren't listening.
Interesting theory that I heard.
Turn the
is
mics off.
The theory that what may spur Jaime to kill Cersei is if he gets to King's Landing and he sees. That Cersei is pretending that his baby is actually Euron's baby. That would infuriate him so much that he'd kill Cersei.
Did infuriate him before?
No, but that was a different. It was a different time.
How will
Jaime?
That's a good point. Like, how will Jaime kill Cersei if she's carrying his child and he knows that? That's like makes it really.
That's like not one another child of incest.
I'm telling you, it's gonna be Arya.
Weird.
It's gonna be Arya as Jaime.
Too much Arya.
Or it's gonna be.
This
Tyrion.
Isn't the game of Arya.
Or it's just gonna be the simple
maybe it
one.
Is. Stop hating on Arya.
I love Arya. But
you hate Arya. You hate Bran. You got no say. And you love Theon.
I love
you. Are doesn't matter. Backwards.
Fit power rankings. Theon.
Theon is not in the mix anymore.
I love Arya. I just don't think that you can't have every major endpoint being Arya doing.
No,
Arya
now they should just. I said that
now
earlier.
They should have a spinoff show where now that Theon's dead, it's just Theon in hell, where he's just being tortured by Ramsay all the time.
Jorah.
I forgot to bring up my least favorite character, Jorah. Is finally dead.
Finally dead.
I thought you loved Jorah.
I hate him.
He's always hated him.
That's right.
The Trivago man of Game of Thrones. I'm sick of that guy.
And I know we said that we pretty much all here wanted more death scenes from major characters.
His death was
pretty like on point for what his character meant, like to protect Danny.
What person tweeted? He died as he lived in the friend zone.
Oh, I saw that. That was good. That was mean.
That's true. I'm watching that final scene, and she doesn't even like give him a kiss. She just
you're still not gonna kiss me, are you?
She doesn't even kiss him on the forehead. He's
she
laying
just
there.
Holds his head and lets him die.
It is awful.
Him on the head.
You know what? I changed my mind. That was satisfyingly hard. Heartbreaking enough.
Her crying was awkward too. I thought it was like she was like whimpering.
Jorah, right? Man, Jorah is just.
Jorah's the worst.
I feel so bad for that guy, man. That's a terrible way to go out.
Do we want to end on that note?
He went out the way he came in.
Went in the way. Went out the way.
That's
he lived his
whole
life
for Danny.
We want to end it on that note.
Sure.
He did. Okay, so I'll end it on this. Well, I'll say this one more point. He did have a big scene with. Danny, where he's vouched for Tyrion right before he died, and that may be come to light even more now that he's dead.
Oh, sorry.
You know what I mean? Like, he defended Tyrion to Danny. Danny was like, being like, on Tyrion, and he was like, listen, you need to trust Tyrion, and now that he's dead, she might be like, okay, let me honor him and like give him a chance. I don't know.
But again, why are we giving Tyrion a chance? He's been a moron for the last season and a half.
He's been a genius.
They're setting it up for him to be
he hasn't been that big of a moron. Dumbass. He made a couple of dumb mistakes. He's made a lot of smart moves.
I guess. I can, whatever.
Right? He's done more good than bad.
Not recently.
He also had the dumb idea of going up north beyond the wall to grab a white to give to Cersei to prove that the whites are real.
That's why season 7 was dumb. And this season's been a lot better than season 7 so far, I'd say.
In general. I don't know.
Whatever.
So this is basically this is like Entourage when they split.
I gotta say,
three.
I'm a little disappointed with how disappointed you guys have been. I thought it was going to be more well received.
I'm not disappointed at all. I just don't think it's been like it was like
this was like an 8 out of 10.
It didn't like
I
knock my
like,
socks off.
I think it's like a top 3 episode.
I
think so.
If you just base it alone on
three episodes,
yes,
Red Wedding.
This is up
Ned
there.
Stark.
I mean,
you can
comparable.
Easily come up with
oh, this
three
is
episodes.
Better than
all right, so Ned, I can think of Stark Battle of the Bastards, Red Wedding,
Hard
and
Home.
Harnhome.
Now, what wins of Winter, the season 6 finale, I still think is the best.
by far.
That's great. That's probably four for me. That first 20 minutes of just like the music and then trying to see where everyone is, and that's pretty intense. Yeah.
I think this is comparable with Battle of the Bastards and Hard Home and those episodes, though.
Or I'm sorry, Hard Home and Battle of the Bastards are better.
I don't know. It's slightly better. I see where you're going.
Yeah, it's comparable. So.
All right, well,
this was there it is.
The long night.
The long podcast.
We'll just have a different name every week.
The long podcast. Yeah. It has nothing to do with Game of Thrones.
Apparently we built for the other name.
We are the many
I didn't know.
We're the many faced pod.
The Dothraki.
And each week someone else will get mad at us for stealing their name.
It's fine. There's so many
games. But if someone literally tweeted at us saying, cease and desist or we'll call the banners.
It's like, calm down, bro. It's not that original of a name that nobody's come up with.
I think he was joking.
There's seven podcasts. Full disclosure, though,
I had no clue that existed or any of these existed. I just came up with a name because you didn't Google it on its own spot. What are you going to Google? Everybody's going to ask.
The podcast has no name.
I'm pretty sure that guy was.
Pretty simple thing to
who cares?
Google.
I'm pretty sure that guy was
is
making
it trademark?
Fun of us.
No,
yeah. Probably
whatever.
Not. I don't know.
I think he was making fun of our name, saying that cease and desist. Like,
yeah, no, I don't think he was seriously going to take legal action against us.
he was making fun, making fun of us for picking that name.
He said cease and desist, or we'll call the banners.
As long as the
real...
people who have the name retweet us, that's fine.
Yeah, we're good.
No publicity is bad publicity.
All right, Game of Thrones. We'll be back next week with another name of a podcast and another podcast.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.